It is true that Ralph Waldo Emerson, your friend and mine, said that foolish consistency was the hobgoblin of small minds. I do not consider my mind to be small. Nevertheless, I am going to be foolishly consistent and tell you the saga of the Amish church sign. Well, it was actually a Mennonite church sign. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a major distraction from the Revelation series, but I want it. I need it. I need to do it. I need to be foolishly consistent. And so that I will. There's a lesson to be learned in this great tale that does apply to the Revelation series. And I'm going to get to it. You'll see that. Oh, you'll see that for sure. Yes, you will. Welcome to another edition of the Revelation series, another week of the Revelation series. This is show number 632, if you can believe it. I am Martin Zender, and I'm your host. I continue to be your host. There is no other host. Why would you want another host? So my job as an evangelist, as you know, on this religion-scarred planet, sometimes frustrates me so badly that it's really one of the reasons I have to go out and exercise every day. It's good stimulation for the mind. So this was years ago. I still lived in Ohio, and at that time I was walking 8 miles a day just to stay sane. In fact, there was a particularly bad period back then when waiting tables at Applebee's struck me as an appealing career. And seriously, at one point I became so distraught that I actually went to Applebee's to apply. I was going to quit this stuff. I couldn't take it anymore, religious hypocrisy and fighting it. And I went to Applebee's and I applied for work, and I just wanted to seat people. You know, I was going to be one of those seating people. I thought it was a great job. Let me show you to your seats, and that's it. It's just like, what a relief that would have been. I couldn't even get that job, folks. I went in for an interview. I had a second interview. I thought, I'm in, man. I'm going to be seating people at Applebee's. Nope. Not qualified or something. I don't know. It's so strange because, like, the next day, Sheridan called me and said, hey, I got an opportunity to do a radio show in Indianapolis. So, you know, if I had gotten that job, I wouldn't have been able to do that show. It's unamazing. So anyway, back to my little 8 mile jaunts in Ohio. I was one of those times where, you know, I was feeling like one day away from quitting. But don't worry, God won't ever let me quit this. But I remember that day. I remember that day well. I wanted to just walk and never stop walking. Why not just keep going? That's what I asked myself on that particular day. Walk for a year. Walk for a year. See where you end up. Just walk and walk and forget this God stuff. It's too hard. I'm tired of it. God can find somebody else to drive crazy. That's what I was thinking at the time. I apologize for it. How can I? That's the way things were at the time. So this is an account of what God did to re-inspire me, and God always comes up with something to re-inspire me, and I think he does you too. You're in the dumps, something happens, reignites you. So there I was, rambling through the countryside. It was a Thursday morning. I was wondering if my shoes would last all the way to St. Louis. Now that wouldn't make any sense because I was walking east. I wonder if my shoes would last all the way to the Atlantic coast. I was just going to keep walking. That's how I felt. That's when God directed my glance to a condemnatory sign planted in the front yard of a tribe of Mennonites. A tribe. I will call them a tribe. They weren't Amish. They were Mennonites. And there were several Mennonites living in our section of Ohio. The Mennonites. What can we say about the Mennonites? Horse-drawn madness? I don't know, but thanks a lot. Menno Simons. Yeah, the Mennonites are named after a guy called Menno Simons. Just what we needed, sir. Yes, another religious sect wearing strange headgear. Thank you very much. Yes, I've always hoped that condemnation would one day smell like a horse poop, and alas, you folks have delivered it. And thank you, Jacob Amman, A-M-M-A-N. That's the guy who the Amish are named after. He's an Amish patriarch. Thank you. Thank you, Jacob Amon, for taking the religious severity of Simons to the highest methane levels possible. Mm-hmm. Yes, your clippity-clop testimony to the world is, quote, we're pleasing God and the rest of you are going to hell in a handbasket. Can we interest you in a pie? Yeah, they're selling us pies and baked goods and loaves of bread. Why? We're bound for hell, according to them. The only people saved are the Mennonites and the Amish. They're a sacred tribe. The rest of us are going to hell. But on your way to hell, would you enjoy a nice berry pie? I know you're on your way to hell, but I'm selling a bag of candy. Of course, they you notice they sell us carbs and sugar. I think they're trying to kill us. Anyway, I stutter when I talk about these people. Several of the Mennonites in my corner of Ohio had become fond, this was a trend, it was more like an epidemic, I'll call it, of driving condemnatory religious signs into the fertile flowered soils of their property. Oh yes, and they're good at growing things too. And these posts where they had their signs were wooden, and they were uniform. The grain was the same, the girth, everything. I'm thinking that they were birthed apparently at the same shop of carpentry. Some Mennonite carpenter made these church signs, passed them out to people. Oh, a church sign. Let's put it in our front yard and condemn innocent souls walking or driving by. Innocent souls such as myself. The signposts, call them, I guess, were as sturdy as the cross that Simons and Amon crucified Christ upon. I did just say that because I believe these men who started these particular sects were so religious and freaky and so self-deceived that it, had they been alive in the time of Christ, they would have crucified Jesus on the post that they today, in modern cleaned-up days, used to hold their condemnatory church signs. So the most ingenious feature of this sign was the part of the post holding the epistle itself. That's right. It was a slot, actually, on the sign that allowed for interchangeable messages, right? So you could write take one message out of the slot of the signpost, put another message in, so you could put interchangeable messages of varying degrees of spiritual harm, depending on how spiritually bad you wanted to harm someone. Oh, and guilt. Did I mention guilt? No, I didn't. I should have mentioned guilt. I almost forgot the guilt. So the men in these parts pounded these posts out near the road so that the hell-bound people of their neighborhood, the people they hope to sell pies and bread and candy to, so that the hell-bound people who drive past might quickly imitate the Mennonites and save their souls from perdition. Because you see, the Mennonites are the only people who have managed to save their souls from perdition. How do they do this? By dressing drably, by baking bread, by going to church and sitting on hard pews. The harder the pew, the better. I think the best pews of all are made of cherry. I suppose pine. I don't know. I think pine is too soft of a wood. I think pine does not allow you to suffer enough. And they're all about suffering. Here's some of the, quote, gospels I had read on these Mennonite church signs. And this wasn't the only yard. Again, I said it was an epidemic. They were springing up like weeds. Sorry for the cliche. It's the only thing I could think of. It's perfectly appropriate. Here are some of the signs I saw from these Mennonites. One sign said, be perfect. Be ye perfect. Okay. Can I start on Monday? I'd like to enjoy the weekend. Here's another sign. Cease from sin. Cease from sin. I'm not kidding you. These were actually signs of the Mennonites. Here's another sign. The meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. I've been talking to you about that particular saying from the Gospels. Why would I want to be meek and inherit the earth when I can be an asshole and inherit heaven? Another sign, God shows mercy to the merciful. Yeah, I swear, I'm not making this up. Mennonite church sign, yard sign, church-like sign in a yard. God shows mercy to the merciful. I wonder what he does to those who don't have mercy. Anyway, we're going to find out soon. Here's another sign. God's word, : heed and obey. God's word. Just general thing. God's word, which is what? The Bible, right? : heed and obey. Which part of it? Heed and obey. Am I supposed to build an ark? Am I supposed to circumcise my son on the eighth day? Am I supposed to obey the Ten Commandments? Am I supposed to drive condemnatory wooden signs into my yard that could be alternatively used to crucify people? Is that what you want me to do? You offspring of Ammon and Menon. Isn't that a brand of deodorant? I wish that's all it was. Oh, here's one. The wages of sin is death. Yeah, that's what the church sign, the yard sign said. The wages of sin is death. That's Romans 6:23. They never quite get to the other half of that verse, which is, yet the gift of God is aeonian life in Christ Jesus. Oh, no, they never get to that. The wages of sin is death. And they stop there, period. Not even a freaking colon after that one. Yes. So while these particular self-righteous salvos in one form or another were scripture-based, it is scripture-based. They just don't go to the next statement. They don't amplify it. Obey God's word. What's part of God's word? The references were devoid of context, you see, and they were married to the distinct scent of threat. You just sensed threat in every one of these sayings. Be perfect. Ooh, it's like this boom, 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 pounding dungeon music in the background. Be ye perfect. Cease from sin. The meek shall inherit the earth. That's not so bad. The meek shall inherit the earth. What do I have to do to be meek? Bake bread now. God shows mercy to the merciful. But what if I'm not merciful? You're doomed to hell. God's word, heed and obey. The wages of sin is death. That's a nice one. Yeah, I imagine Tinkerbell twittering down from heaven. The wages of sin is death. What's the gift of God? Well, we don't have time to tell you that part. So nothing in these church signs anywhere about what God had done for humanity. No. If the cross of Christ had benefited anyone free of charge, that gratuity was never mentioned in any church sign, yard sign, or even hinted at. The parts of Paul's letters full of grace, full of peace, full of thanksgiving, full of the wonders of race-wide vindication due to the work of Christ on the cross, ignored completely in favor of those parts of God's word deemed by the Mennonites to be favoring them and their good behavior and their wonderful bread and their delicious desserts, and damning the rest of humanity. You see, it's the us-them thing with the Mennonites. Obey God's word. In other words, they're obeying God's word. Heed and obey. They're heeding and obeying according to them. Cease from sin. Oh, sure, I'll cease from sin. Cease from sin. And you just get the idea that on the other side of that sign, in the hallowed chambers of the Mennonite dwelling, they have all ceased from sin. Or else why would they broadcast this warning, this dungeon warning to those poor passersby on the street, either ambulatory or vehicular, condemning them and damning them? Because that's just what happened. Yes. So what happened next? Oh, I have a particular message here that I'm going to bring you. I see that I'm out of time. I apologize for that. I'm sorry that I'm already out of time. Not my fault. Time marches on. No man can stop the wiles of time. And so tomorrow I will have to regale you, and regale you I will, about one particular sign. I have been giving you a number of signs I have seen, but this one particular one was the worst. I'm going to bring you the worst Mennonite sign I have ever seen. And I'm going to comment upon it. And it is going itself to comment upon a truth from the book of Revelation. The next time you see an Amishman or a Mennonite trying to sell you bread. Do not support their enterprise. I know the bread is delicious, and I know that they make great cakes and pies, but every time you buy one, you are supporting their bullcrap and their religious hypocrisy. You're contributing to the delinquency of poor innocent people who must listen to their crap, if indeed they're still putting signs out in their yards, and I assume that they are because they must do it, because if they do not condemn you, if they do not make you feel just as bad as they do, then they are going to have to answer to Christ. Christ is going to say to them, why didn't you make other people feel as condemned as you were? We tried. Now they're turning Irish, sorry. We put as many church signs out as we could. We put as many condemnatory signs as we could in our yards. We tried to condemn everybody. We tried to make everybody feel as bad as we do. But on the way, we had to sell them cakes and pies. Depart from me, workers of sugar. I never knew you. You workers of sugar, condemnation, and death.